Blog Talk Radio.
Fit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Fit for Life. This is Carol Dunlap, your host. So glad that you could be a part of this show tonight. I have a very special guest on board. I think all my guests are special, but she's extra special. And we're going to talk about a great project that we have going on that is happening in just about 2 weeks from now. So before we get started, I wanted to say to everyone, please log on to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/bodysculptorfan, and ask any questions of my guests that you would have, and please follow me, you know, after that. And also to let you know that I have a group called Get Your Body Back, and it is a free Facebook group that I'm inviting you to be a part of. So you can find that by actually just Googling my Get Your Body Back Challenge group. And I will also send you have a link for that. And so you can get into the group and work on getting your body back. I'll have tips and tricks and hacks and information and motivation and inspiration every week to help you get the body back that you used to have, or get into the body that you've never had, or really just get the body that you've always wanted. So I invite you to look that up on Facebook, and that is the Get Your Body Back Challenge, and go ahead and be a part of it and join the women who have already gotten in there and gotten great benefit out of it. Okay, so let's get into what we're talking about. Tonight, my special guest, like I said, is Lori Beard Daly, and we're going to be talking about how to take advantage of opportunities that come up in life and how to recognize them and really how to not let them pass you by. So we'll be back in just a second and get started with that.
You're listening to the Fit for Life Show on Yamon Radio.
Okay, so now we're back. Remember I said I have a very special guest on board, Lori Beard Daly, and we're going to be talking about how to take advantage of opportunities that come into your life and how you can recognize them and take care of them. So before we get started with Lori, let me tell you a little bit about her. Lori began her advertising career at Delta Airlines. After a 2-year stint as an advertising director, she became the founder and CEO of her own marketing communications agency, Beard Daly. This opportunity allowed her to build a diverse blue-chip client list for 14 years. Her company was also selected by Turner Broadcasting System, Inc. to be its sole protege in an Atlanta-based entrepreneurial program. Her leadership skills combined with her in-depth knowledge of advertising, marketing, and communications led to the following successful client projects, creating brand awareness campaigns for the 30th Annual Atlanta Jazz Festival, developing and implementing communication strategies for senior management and business units of Cancer Treatment Centers of America, customizing internal communications approaches for Macy's corporate publication, and training a wide range of Delta Airlines personnel in the areas of leadership, customer service, and total quality management. While running her business, Lori continued her passion for writing and speaking. She has had 3 plays produced and also penned a travel column for Delta Airlines. Additionally, Lori has coached C-level executives on internal communications and led diversity workshops. Her speaking topics include useful and effective tips for employees and individuals who have goals but run into setbacks on the execution of their plans. And I want to let you know that Lori has also been featured on 60 Minutes. She and her family were interviewed by the late Mike Wallace in a segment entitled Going Home to the South. Shortly after the segment aired, she began writing her first novel, Destination D, also based in the South. This long-awaited novel was published by Boutique of Quality Books in 2011. Ooh, Lori, I'm tired just reading all that great stuff that you got going on there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Woo, I had no idea, although I know a lot about what you've done, so I had no idea of some of the great things that you've accomplished in your life. Congratulations, girlfriend. I feel like I'm in the company of greatness here.
Well, that's taking advantage. That's what we're talking about today, is taking advantage of opportunity. So anybody can do the exact same thing. It's just that we have to just remember that we all have different journeys, and, you know, we just have to make the best out of the journey that we've been given. So that's what I try to do anyway.
That is so true. That is so true. Now, you've had a lot of things going on in your life, some ups and downs, some good and bad. Tell us a little bit about how you came to this philosophy of taking advantage of opportunities that come your way.
Well, I think that sometimes, or for me personally, I didn't even realize what kinds of great opportunities I had until they weren't there anymore. And that's what I think a lot of times we don't realize, that things are like right in front of our face, but we're so used to doing them that it just becomes so routine. So after they're no longer there, then we start coming back and trying to reassess and think about, okay, how did I get that opportunity? What did I do to thrive with that? So the second part of your question was, you know, when you were asking me, you know, how did I get to where I am right now? Is that what you were saying?
Well, yeah. How do you really? I guess, come up with the thing where you're taking advantage of these opportunities that come up. And really, I guess we're all kind of wondering, how do we know when there is an opportunity? I mean, I know that's kind of a long, convoluted question, but it's the basis of what we're talking about now. We see all these opportunities come by us, and some of them let them pass and some of them don't. But how do we even recognize when there is an opportunity there that we can take advantage of?
Well, you know, like I was saying earlier, hopefully – you know, the majority of us are, I think it first starts with being grateful for what we have and not dwelling on what we don't have. I think that's the key. And when you look around and see the positives that you do have in your life, all of these are things that can lead us to where we initially want to be. I was talking with someone the other day, and they were talking about how miserable they were at their job, and how they just weren't making the kind of money they wanted to be making, and how they're just not happy. And the first thought that came to mind was, well, how would you feel if you didn't have a job? And they said, well, I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. And I said, well, you know, that's what you need to think about. You know, think about where you are now, and the opportunity is for you to find something else while you are employed. Don't wait until you may get fired or, you know, let go for whatever reason until you are able to, to find something. So use the situation that you're in now as an opportunity to land where you want to land. So sometimes when we're in our darkest or our most, I think, depressed state, sometimes we get really caught up in what I don't have and, oh, woe is me. But I think if you really think about what you do have and you focus on that, you can also look at ways that you can turn that, you know, to your benefit. So the person thought about it and is now looking to actually, you know, move into another area, actually within the same company, which is something that they hadn't even thought of before. They were just miserable in that position, you know, wanted to get out, but started looking at other jobs within that corporation and discovered, you know what, there are other things. I don't have to necessarily stay here. But if you have a negative attitude and people start, you know, feeling like, man, every time I'm around this person, they're always so negative, you kind of start moving yourself out without even really knowing it. You can start ostracizing yourself out. So I think that when you ask the question, you know, how do you recognize you have an opportunity, I just think that people need to start with looking at what they do have and not focusing on what they don't have, and how can I make the best out of this? Who do I know that maybe can help me? You know, what other resources are available to help me turn my situation into the type of opportunities that I want? So that's kind of where I believe I would start.
That's a great point. Now, I know you were kind of faced with the same situation. You know, you had your company, you were riding high, and then all of a sudden the recession hit, and then the company wasn't there. How did you take all those things that you learned from your company and kind of, you know, being at one of your lowest points, and then you come up with this book? How did you even get across that. And the book that I'm talking about, the one we haven't mentioned yet, is Working on You Now, which Lori has just released that, I think, last year.
Yeah, it was April.
Really promoting that. So how did you come from, oh, I'm on top of the world, now I'm not on top of the world, and now I have this book out, and I'm able to keep going? How did that happen?
Well, again, it was looking at the things that I've had happen to me. I believe that everything that I've done in my life, and it probably runs true for other people if they think about it, has brought you to the point where you are. My background is in sales, marketing, advertising. I did that through working through corporate America. One of my first jobs was with Xerox, and I learned how to stand up, talk, do presentations, ask for the business, you know, closing. My other jobs were in PR, where I had to learn how to write press releases. I had to be on deadlines constantly. I also had to work 8 or 9 different clients at the same time. And all these led for me to be able to actually start my business that we did lose in the recession. So I took all of these things, all of these, and I like to look at them now as gifts, because before I didn't really look at it as me being gifted. I just kind of looked at, well, this is just what I do. But they really are gifts that were given to me, and I was like, how can I take all these gifts and actually help others? Because it's not really about me. It's about what can I do for someone else. And so the irony was that Working on Your Now just kind of came to me. My husband and I were actually watching a show, and it was a nurse on there, and she was talking about how women have a tendency to always ignore things that are going on with themselves. Like if we may get a cold, or we may, you know, just, oh, well, you know, I'll take some tea, or I'll take some Aleve, or whatever we're going to take. But if it comes to someone that we love, we may be rushing them off to the doctor or double checking on them. We kind of put ourselves last. And the nurse was saying that if we would start putting ourselves, you know, first a lot of times, and start working now to do the things that we need to do, it's going to resonate and make things so much better for us later. And so my husband and I actually looked at each other, and we were like, working on your now. That's what I need to be doing, is working on my now. So I started coming up with an idea, because I had written my first novel back in 2011, and I hadn't done another book because I thought I was going to continue writing fiction, and I still am. But I wanted to do something that would really help other women. And I started thinking about all the things that I have been through. And so I decided, you know what, I'm gonna talk with other women and just make sure that I'm on the right track. And so I just started writing a book, and it was really one of those things where it was very therapeutic, because I did have a lot of things that I had done, and again, kind of taking it for granted, not thinking it was a big deal. But when I started putting everything together, it evolved in a book. And then I was told, you know what, you need to make this a workbook, because it's okay to read it, but people really need to work through the things in their life that they're going through. So it's just kind of like me. I'm still in therapy with myself, because, you know, I'm always trying to massage and do better and find out other things that are going to help me grow. And so that's how the book just kind of evolved, and it just evolved in addition, you know, with the Working on Your Now Woman's platform and, you know, the event that you and I are planning to do on April 23rd.
Now, tell us a little bit more about Working on Your Now, since this is like a culmination of all the things you kind of went through. I know you have it divided up into, what do you call it, segments? Or
it's areas of focus. What I like to reference it to, you know, if you know how we all have, we know what a compass is, right? A compass gives us direction to, you know, where we're going, you know, in our cars, or whether we're walking, biking, or whatever. So I like to look at Working on Your Now is actually an online community for women that also has offline events. But it's more of an online compass where women can come to and get direction to the areas in their life that they may be taking for granted or need more focus on. And those areas are our career, our finance, personal growth, spirituality, and our health and wellness. And so even though these are very broad topics, we really try to hone in on specific areas that women need. So there is a blog available. You know, the event that we're doing on the 23rd called Wake Up, It's Time to Reboot Your Life is going to be dealing with our overall well-being, our mind, our body, our spirit, and our soul, because I'm a firm believer that if we can get our mind right everything else can fall into place. You know, we can get that wonderful body. You know, we can get that that next level of promotion that we want to. We can open up a business. We just have to start with having the right mindset. And I just believe that as women, if we continue to pour into ourselves what we pour into other people, you know, we can do anything we want to do. And that's the thing, is just trying to keep that at the forefront, you know, is making our making ourselves the priority and holding fast to that.
That is so true and much needed, because we don't put ourselves first. We put ourselves very last on the to-do list, and sometimes we don't even get around to it. So we're going to talk more with Lori about the event that is coming up on April 23rd. We're going to talk all about it and tell you how you can be a part of this when we come back. Stick with us.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
It's time to reboot your life. On Saturday, April 23rd, 2016, Working On Your Now and Optimum Body Sculpting are coming together in a unique half-day workshop to help the women of Atlanta wake up. We're giving you a wake-up call to take time out to replenish your mind, body, and spirit. Make April the month that you create your new beginning, your fresh start. Think of this workshop as your wake-up call to get renewed, rejuvenated, and revived to live your best life ever. Save the date, Saturday, April 23rd, 2016. Remember, it's time to wake up, Atlanta. All right, I'm glad you guys came back. It's so awesome that you're here, that you're making Fit for Life a part of your weekly regimen. I love it. Thank you so much for all the positive comments that you have sent out, the posts on Facebook, the emails, everything. So it's so awesome that you are supporting us, supporting me like that. I really feel very honored to be able to bring this information to you so you can start living your best life tomorrow. After you listen to this today, you can start living your best life tomorrow. And we are here chatting with Lori Beard Daly, and we've been discussing how to take advantage of opportunities that present themselves in your life, how to not pass them up, and how to make the most of them. And when we left, she was telling us, and we were discussing about how we don't put ourselves first as women. We are the caregivers of the family. We're really the caretakers of the family, and we just put ourselves very, very last. But if we look at it, the caregivers and the caretakers, we need to really be kind of first a lot of the time, because everyone and everything depends on us. Now, Lori, you and I have this awesome event coming up on April 23rd, and let's get into that a little bit. Let's talk about how it came about and what's going to be involved with it. So let's tell everyone what they can expect from this event that we've got going.
Right. Well, we start off with just asking ourselves the simple questions. As we're talking about opportunities, are you making the most out of your opportunities? You know, are you someone that finds yourself procrastinating a lot of times on making important decisions? Because a lot of times we're really good about helping others with their decisions, but we're slow moving when it comes to ourselves. And whether or not you're taking advantage, or if you are doing the best you can by putting your health and wellness at the forefront, and are you one of these women that might feel like, you know, everybody needs something, what about my needs, where you're always feeling like you're overwhelmed? So this is going to be an event for those women that want to just take a day off and just have a personal me day, a day that's all about you, not about anybody else. And we're going to focus on these areas of needs that we need to really put to the forefront as women. So I will be talking to women about their personal growth and opportunities and answering some of the questions that we ask ourselves. You know, how do I get to that next level? What is it that I need to do? And this is not something that is rocket science. I think a lot of times we just need to have reminders, and more than that, we need to have a guide. You know, each one of us needs to leave with a plan. And I think it's so important that when you go to sessions, a lot of times, you know, you're all pumped up, but you don't do anything once you get home. So we want to be in a position where we're helping you doing do things long after the event is over. So that's primarily, you know, what it is. It's wake up, it's time to reboot your life. And it's not just for that day. It's, you know, it's long term, you know, giving you ways that you can reboot your life on a daily, you know, daily basis.
Right. I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be exceptional because I haven't seen anything like this. I mean, there are plenty of, you know, motivational, power me up, inspirational seminars and things like that going on. But this is going to be a half day. It's going to be in the morning from 9 until 1, and lunch will be provided. And you get myself and Lori. And also we're going to have some experts that are going to come in and talk more about how to take advantage of these opportunities. Really, it's like Lori said, it's about waking up to your potential. What is it that you can do in this life with you, taking care of you? Because if you take care of you, all the other stuff is just going to, you know, fly right by. It's going to be okay. But what happens is we don't take care of us. Like we said before, we put ourselves on the bottom, and then we get stuck in this, oh, woe is me, why can't I do this, why can't I do that? And sometimes all the great things that you're wanting in life are just right there in front of you, and you just have to reach out and take them, grab them, and do what you're going to do.
Right.
So, Laura, let's get into a little bit more, a little bit in depth, more about what we're going to be talking about on your end, and I'm going to talk to them about what they can expect from me. And then we're going to tell them how they can get into this thing and actually wake up and reboot their life.
Some of the things that I will be talking about, again, is understanding, you know, what is our purpose? You know, how do we know that we have a purpose? Because believe it or not, each and every one of us do have one. Some of us know we have one and we're going for it. Some of us think we have one and we're not sure what it is. And then other of us just don't have a clue. So we're going to be actually helping you to just, you know, bring out that purpose and recognizing the opportunity. And then we're also going to talk about sometimes when we're at the height of where we want to be, a lot of times things happen and they don't necessarily go the way, you know, we plan, like when Carol was talking a little bit about my background. So we're going to talk about what happens when you do hit those bumps in the road. You know, how do you recover from them? You know, do you go to bed and, you know, put your covers over your head and just, you know, hopefully it'll all go away and you wake up and, of course, it's still right there waiting on you. You know, how do we get past that? Because all of us go through valleys, and it's about, you know, what you're going to do while you're in that valley. And talking about one of the things is starting where you are, you know, just understanding that just because you've had maybe a hard time and things didn't always go your way doesn't necessarily mean that that's the end for you. You know, it's not where you begin. It's actually where you finish. And so many of us start a long way behind this, the starting line, and we look at that finish line, and it looks like it's so far away. But if we just keep pushing towards it, we can actually cross it. And some of us are going to be faster than others, you know, but that's okay. It doesn't matter as long as you get to your finish line. So those are some of the areas of discussions, you know, that I will be talking about and delving really deep inside, because I tell people this when I'm talking, it's good to be uncomfortable. It's good to be uncomfortable because when you're uncomfortable, you bring things to the surface and you're really able to look at them head on, you know. So this is going to be one of those things where I'm going to share things about myself, and, you know, hopefully we'll have women in there that are also willing to share experiences that they've had so it can help others grow. Because a lot of times we can be going through the exact same thing, and no one will ever know unless we open up our mouth. So that's what my part is going to be about.
That is so true. I'm glad that you said that. As far as my part, I'm going to be more on the body and the mind-spirit connection type of thing. You guys know how I am. I love to work out and exercise and, you know, keep my body in check. But what about the people who can't get to that part? Or what about the women who are saying, well, I can't exercise because my life gets in the way, or I can't eat right because my family won't allow me? So we're going to tackle those types of issues because those are all relevant to our lives and to living well. We all have families in one way or another. Even if you don't have immediate family that are living with you, you have people, friends who you consider as your family, and they affect your life, and you don't even think about that. And what about moving around and trying to exercise and getting out there and doing things that you want? I want to help you. Well, I'm going to help you live your best life, and that involves moving your body and fitting in exercise into your life in a way that doesn't seem intrusive, but it makes you happy, and you can actually do it. But so many times I talk to people, and they're just like, honey, when you talk to me about exercise, I'm just like cringing. I don't want to do that. And I'm like, why? Exercise is life. Exercise is what brings you life daily. It makes you feel like you want to get up and get started and get going and all that good stuff. So we're going to talk about those things, plus the things that stop you. Sometimes it's the people in your life that stop you from doing what you are able to do. And they make you feel like, oh, you'll never do that, or you're not good enough, or whatever. So we'll talk about things, how you can combat that and put you on a road to healthier living. So you're going to get a lot of information, but you're going to get it in a way that you can actually digest it and do it. Because what Lori was talking about, you know, we all have these grand schemes that we're talking about in our heads. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. But we're going to break it down for you. You're going to have worksheets. We're going to go through exercises, both physical and written, kind of mind, body, spirit. I mean, just it's going to cover everything. I'm so excited about it. And if you guys are ready right now, not you guys, but ladies, are ready right now to get started, I want you to go to workingonyournow.com/wakeup, because this is a wake-up call. I can't wait for you guys to – I keep saying guys. I guess that's a – what was it, one of those habits I have, you ladies, to join us there, because it's going to be great. And that is a Saturday morning from 9 to 1. You're going to get fed some awesome, awesome food. You're going to get fed for your spirit also, for your mind, for your body. And it's just going to be fantabulous. Okay, so now, Lori, we have told them that if they go to workingonyournow.com/wakeup, they can get all the information. And what is the investment for doing this? Because this is an investment in yourself. What is the investment?
The investment is the same that you ladies probably pay to get your hair and nails done together. So we're looking at $99.
Wow. Now, for some people, I know that getting their hair and nails done is more than $99 together. It depends on what you're getting done. If it's just a wash and set, or if it's a weave wash and set, or you know what I'm saying. So this is a time for you to invest in you. Because basically no one else is going to do it but you. And like I said before, we are the caretakers, the caregivers of our family. And if we lose it, everything else is going down. Right, Lori?
True. That's very true. I think that's one of the priorities that as women is that we really do have to take advantage. And again, when we talk about opportunity, this is that opportunity that you have probably been looking for but wondering if you had the time, whether or not you really needed it. And I think that the answer is yes and yes, and don't procrastinate. You know, go ahead, sign up, and, you know, be a part of this journey that's going to be presented to you on April 23rd and meet some other women that are like-minded that are trying to do some positive things, you know, with their lives as well.
Yes, definitely. And I have to agree with you when you said about working together and you don't know what someone else is going through. And when you find out that you're both going through the same thing, it really strengthens you in a way. Because I know when Lori, when you and I met, we had no idea of our life stories and what was going on, what we had been through. But the more we got to know each other and talk to each other, we figured, like, not only are we fellow Aquarian sisters, and our birthdays are only one day apart, but that we have gone through some of the very same struggles, each of us, in different ways. You know, yours might not have been health-related like mine, and mine may not have been, you know, some of the business-related things that you've gone through, but we've both suffered in a lot of ways, going through up periods, down periods. You know, we've got good, strong marriages. We have wonderful kids, and those kids go through things. But our basic thing is we're still women trying to make it in this world, and like you said, we are still going through therapy with ourselves, because I certainly am. I certainly am each and every day. You know, I look back on the experiences that I've had with breast cancer and uterine fibroids and, you know, having a hysterectomy and all that stuff that happened to me in the last 5 years. And sometimes it just makes you want to say, why, God, why did I go through that? But I have restrained from asking that because, number one, I may not like the answer. And number two, I don't know if there really is an answer, but I know that it has strengthened me. And because of the things that I have gone through and found other women going through the same thing, I've been able to make myself stronger, to strengthen my will, and to be more inspired than ever to help other women. And that's what we're doing now. We're helping the other women that are listening out there. And fellas, I want you to know, because I do have some guys that listen here, that if you have your lady, your sister, your mother, your aunt, whatever, who wants to live better and do better in life, please send them to this site, workingonyournow.com/wakeup. This is in Atlanta. It is a live event. You get to spend 3 hours with Lori and myself and some other experts that we're going to bring in. But you will walk away with a plan to not only get your life on track, but keep it on track and do some of the things that you've really, really wanted to do. Okay, Lori, we've come down to the last few minutes of the show. Are there any parting words that you'd like to say before I let you go, get out of here?
Yes, I would like to say that I want women to take a deep breath, close your eyes, and then wake up, because it's time to recruit life on April 23rd at 9 o'clock, and we hope to see you there. And it's going to be held, like Carol said, from 9 to 1, and it's going to be at Every Woman Works. And that address is actually going to be on the website when you all sign up at workingonyournow.com/wakeup. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thanks for taking your time out this evening to come and share this wonderful, awesome knowledge with us, Lori. I truly appreciate it, and I know all the women of Atlanta and everywhere really appreciate this. So thank you again for that. And everyone out there that's listening, definitely, like we said, we want to see you at that event. So you need to go to workingonyournow.com/wakeup. If you have any questions at all, please do not hesitate to contact me. Like I said, you can go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/bodysculptorfan if you have any questions at all. But I want to see your face in the place. And until then, until next time, everyone, stay fit.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information on products and services offered on today's program, go to www.optimumbodysculpting.com and click on the fitness blog tab. We'll see you next time on Fit for Life Radio. Thanks again for listening.